One reason where I chose a career where there's, I've worked different. If it was a bunch of noise, I'd quit and go get another job, you know. And the reason that I think I did that is because as a child, I was surrounded by noise and chaos, you know. And to me, that was trauma. I didn't know it at the time, but I would just try to get away from the noise around me, you know. I remember being asleep one time. My sister was in one room. I was in one room. And it was probably 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had aunts and uncles in the other room drinking and partying and giving marijuana or getting the dog drunk even. And it's like they were laughing about it and thought it was funny. So we're sitting there trying to go to sleep, go to school the next day, and they're in there partying and keeping us awake, you know. And it's like, these people are supposed to be your adult. Examples. They were supposed to be the examples, the adults. Seriously, I remember that. Happened a lot. All they cared about was their partying. We don't care about the kids in the other room not being able to sleep because all the noise. I was raised around a bunch of selfish, base nature, wild, insane people. Drunks, drug heads, witches, warlocks, wannabes. Probably murderers, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised. Raised around a bunch of drunks and drug heads and probably murderers, to be honest with you. Because Galatians 5:22 tells you what their end result is. Con artist. If the kids are staying away from the house, trying to get away from the chaos and the noise, that's a sign that maybe that child is called to be saved, called out. You know, it's just like the movie. It's just like the, it was a TV show. Who was it? What was the name of that TV show? The Munsters, where they had all the monsters. The whole family's a bunch of monsters except for that one lady. That one lady, it might have been the Addams family, I can't remember right now. The one lady had the blonde hair and she always dressed normal, but everybody else in the family dressed like a bunch of monsters. The way they talked and all their weird connotations and meanings and all that. If you're saved and your family didn't get saved, that's what you were raised in. You when you were watching a TV show, The Monsters, you were surrounded by monsters. And by the grace of God, you survive. They try to kill you, but you made it. It's almost as if God pulls certain ones, certain elect out of certain families. And you would think, well, we're of the same bloodline. Yeah, but we're not of the same spiritual line. You might be of that bloodline in the natural, but you're not of that spiritual line. That's why, you know, certain strongholds, some bloodline strongholds or certain strongholds you're going to have to fast and pray to break, but only by getting saved, the Holy Spirit, can you even change. My mom's, something happened, me and my wife, my mom said, "You're just like your daddy." I said, "No, I ain't. Don't put that curse on me." He was a drunk, he was a thief, and he was a heroin addict. I don't think he did that but about a year, but he was he hated authority. Just the fact that she said that was showed bitterness or something that she was bitter about. I said, "I didn't even know him. After I became an adult, we did some carpentry work together. I learned, got to know him. He was a good dude." And so a lot of stuff that happened to him, people projected onto him, I guess. He didn't have the power of the Holy Spirit to resist, I guess. That man finally got saved on his deathbed. See, I don't see parents or kids or cousins or in-laws, outlaws. I don't see anybody as like my. I don't get my identity out of anybody down here. Not even a wife, especially not a wife. The woman should get her identity out of the man, if anything. But mainly she should get her identity out of Christ. But if you ever notice, when you get married or you take a job or anything, they try to put some kind of identity on you and they don't even know you. A lot of times the reason you do stuff in a marriage is to counteract the insanity that they're doing. It's not who you are. You just got to play the game just to escape your life, you know? Because some of these people, you can look at them. You can look at their eyes. You can look at their eyes. They want to kill you. One time, my wife, she said, "We're going to boycott Kmart." I said, "Why?" "Because they blah 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 doing this, they're supporting this." I said, "Okay, that's fine." I knew she couldn't hold. I knew she wouldn't follow through. Because she had this thing, "We're gonna recycle." Okay. But she didn't want to do the work. She wanted me to recycle. She wanted me to recycle. She wouldn't lift a finger to recycle, but she wanted to be able to tell her friends or family that she's recycling. So they get there. They have that outward show image, right? "We're going to boycott Kmart." I said, "Okay." I knew in my mind it wouldn't last. So the next day, we were going somewhere. And she said, "Well, we're almost out of toothpaste. Can we go get some toothpaste?" I said, "Yeah, that's fine. Where you want to go?" "Well, the closest thing is Kmart." And I looked at her. I said, "Yesterday you were going to boycott Kmart, but when you need something, then you change. What I was telling her, because she knew the way I stood about stuff. I was saying, "Hey, why are you compromising? Yeah, you're going to sacrifice. You want to sacrifice and put it on the outward show, but when it comes down to it, you're not willing to sacrifice because the store is closer. You're not willing to spend a little bit extra gas, even though you said you're going to boycott Kmart. But when you really need something, you're not. There's not really a conviction. It's not real." That's why I didn't even. I said, "That's fine, whatever you want to do," because I already knew this person had no strong conviction to stand on. The only reason she would say we're going to boycott Kmart is because all her churchianity friends, not born again, the church going people said we're going to boycott, but she had no power to stand. Well, if you're going to boycott Kmart, do it all the time. Not just when you need something. I mean, not when you don't need something. Even when you need something. The insanity of the outward show, fake Christianity, people. Yeah, we're going to boycott. And she tells everybody else. And she's not the only one. I've seen this game 1,000 times. They want to jump on the bandwagon like they're big and bad. But then when it comes down to it, they're not willing to do it. They're not willing to sacrifice. Because it was all outward show. It was virtue signaling. That was her whole life, virtue signaling. And I don't think she's probably ever changed. I have no idea. But I'm pretty sure if a person ever escapes virtue signaling, they would go back to the people that they were messing with and apologize. But I never got an apology from any of them. None of them. They never apologized for their insanity. The aunts and the uncles, they never apologize. Say, hey, I was a bad example. They never apologize because, you know, it's all virtue signaling. Even when they're doing bad, they would justify, well, we were young, we were just having fun. So you got two kids in the other room trying to sleep, go to school the next day, and you're in the living room 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning keeping the kids awake, and they can't even go to school with a fresh night's sleep. What's wrong with y'all people?